916-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Clinton family, they are have decided about a month ago out of APnews.com, Clinton Global Initiative restarted to tackle urgent needs. With the talk of my programs talking about a new world order, a one world government, a global system of control, everyone now is talking about the global new world order. And I know that already it's been in the news. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Joe Clinton's statement. There's going to be a new world order out there, quoting him yesterday, on the first day of spring, an occult activities are taking place. And Joe decides yesterday to state there's going to be a new world order. And we've got to lead it. Who's we? America. And we've got to unite the rest of the world, the free world, in doing it. Joe Biden, New World Order. The Clinton Initiative. What does this have to do with the Clinton Initiative? I'll read about the Clinton Initiative, and then we'll talk about the Rockefeller family. William Rockefeller Clinton, William Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton, and Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. We'll talk about the Rockefellers, the family plan. According to the article by Glenn Gamboa, I'm quoting, the Clinton Foundation is planning another Clinton Global Initiative, a high-profile gathering of business, political, and philanthropies leaders in September in New York City. Why New York City? Because the Rockefeller families have always owned New York City from the time of John D. Rockefeller, 1889. So in their home city that they own, they're going to have this global initiative meeting, gathering. The initiative, which began initially in 2005, had to be put on hold until in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran for president. But they want to bring back the initiative because of the kind of cooperation and coordination that it creates is urgently needed. Clinton stated in his meeting, it will coincide with the United Nations General Assembly in September. It will likely look different than it has in the past because in reference to new health and security concerns. It seems that all across the globe, people are pulling away from those who are different from them. Who is them and what is different? Those who do not want a global system, those nations that are pulling away from a global control network are different. So that group is not like the Clintons and those involved with the Clintons in the Western Hemisphere. And this puts our future at greater risk. It makes it harder to solve the challenges and seize the opportunities in front of us. Now, yesterday's program, I told you about the old PNAC, Project for a New American Century, the document that was presented to the Pentagon stating that the United States has an opportunity to take over the world, the nations of the world, control economies, resources, global initiative. The boogeyman will be the environmental movement, green energy. American hegemony, world control, world domination, PNAC, Project for a New American Century. They've already accomplished their objectives. Two big problems, Russia and China. Russia is about to be dealt with and is going to become a non-factor shortly. But it's not because of the American CIA intelligence agencies. Russia is going to be punished by God when Russia invades the nation of Israel in the near future. It's not going to be the globalists that will take Russia out of the picture. Prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 make it clear that God is going to bring judgment upon Russia for past sins. But the United States is provoking, pushing, harassing Russia. America is a hook in the jaw of Russia. The European nations are another hook in her jaw, making her miserable, uncomfortable. NATO is another hook in the jaw of Russia. These hooks, along with other things, are going to, according to Ezekiel 38 39, be hooks to drag Russia down to the Middle East. We're going to continue in a second with the plan of these globalists. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
there are so many with the Clinton Initiative, with the Clintons, with the Rockefellers, with the New World Order, with the people in the world that are part of this global network. I have to always come from the point of what the Bible says. And the Bible says that at the end of the world, in the time in which we live, the time prior to Christ's second coming, his return, that the kingdom of darkness and the children of the devil will put up great resistance to the prophecies in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation. And these initiatives, the plans of the Illuminati, Freemasons, secret societies, Skull and Bones, Pilgrim Society, is to eliminate the poor from off the earth, the needy, the humble, to rid the world of any form of true Christianity and Judeo-Christian worship. The biggest threat to the New World Order are the seven churches of God at the end of the world in the book of Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. The churches of God, as dysfunctional as they are still a great threat to the New World Order. There has to be an end-of-the-world religious war against the children of the devil, against the children of God. In the book of in the New Testament, in the Gospel, Christ said that the sun rises on the good and the evil. He made it very simple for the world to understand. His sun that he created and his world that mankind dwells upon, the sun shines on the good and the evil. The people that control, that are putting this new world order together, that's going to cause misery, hardship, death to the nations of the world, God is so gracious, wanting them to change and to repent. He allows the sun to rise upon them every morning, as well as the good. Then it also says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. This is the great mercy of God, even to these people in these secret satanic orders internationally. The rain falls upon the just and upon the unjust. What God is saying in another way is that the globalists will not achieve their objectives. They will almost achieve, but they will be underachievers actually. But the good and the righteous, the good are the people that may not know God. The righteous are the ones who do know God. But both are protected by God against the wicked and the unrighteous. Eventually, the wicked will be destroyed. In the book of Job, it says that Job says that at a future point, God is going to take the horizons from the east to the west, and he's going to shake the earth. And all the evil that is in the earth is going to be shaken out of the earth. So God is coming to shake like a blanket the earth and the evil. And you get a bunch of, ants on a basketball. They can cover that whole basketball, but you drop the basketball and it shakes them off the ball. That's what God is going to do to the wicked and to the evil in the world. Everything has to be from the perspective of what God's Bible says. The New World Order, do you want me to tell you where you can look at the New World Order at the end of the time, at the end of the age? The New World Order will be centered in the United States of America. The seat will probably eventually be in Israel. In Revelation chapter 17, there is a few verses I'm going to read to you. You cannot understand the New World Order. You won't understand the Clinton Initiative. You won't understand what Joe Biden is talking about, or George H.W. Bush when he said there's going to be a New World Order. Joe Biden in 2013 talked about a New World Order. This is not a new concept. These people are all globalists. They're of the family of the wicked. And they have been bringing misery, suffering, hardship, and death to the people of the world. Revelation chapter 17, and the verses I'm going to read you, are talking about a great empire at the end of the world. A single ruling empire. And the empire is in Revelation chapter 17 and in the book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12. And that verse in Jeremiah speaks of a nation that is a mother, likens this nation to a mother, a nation to a mother, and this mother gives birth to a daughter. The mother is England. The mother is Great Britain. And Great Britain, England, gives birth to a nation. A nation far greater, more powerful than the mother. As powerful as the mother had been through her centuries, she does not compare to the power, the wealth, of her daughter, America. So Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12, talks about a mother and a daughter. And this daughter is the daughter is going to bring great shame to the mother. Not going to be an honor and glory to the mother, it's going to be great shame. And that mother is England, and that daughter is America. And that daughter, this empire, is in two books in the book of Revelation, two chapters, chapter 17 and chapter 18. Chapter 17 talks about this empire working with other nations of the world. Chapter 18 talks about the personality and expands and it presents to the world at the end of the world who the personality of this empire. That's chapter 18. A nation of great wealth, like no other nation, not Egypt, not Babylon, not England, Spain, France. No nation has ever experienced the great wealth and luxury and ease like this empire or this Babylon, this woman in Revelation chapter 18. But I'll go to chapter 17, empire, America. Verse 1, Revelation 17. If you're going to understand, if you want to understand, and many, many people, you don't have to believe me. I'm not asking you, forcing you. I don't have a gun to your head. But you can listen to what I'm saying. Project for a New American Century. An empire at the end of the world that is going to rule the world globally. That's the objective. Only one nation like it. At one time, England did. The sun did not set on the British Empire. But the sun never sets on the American empire either, more powerful than the British had ever been. The great empire at the end of the world. And the world, God wants the world to know. And the world, God wants the world to understand what this new world order, this new global system is all about. Verse 1, one of the seven angels who poured out, and these are all pictures. It's painting something unique. One of the seven angels who poured out the plagues came over and talked with me. Come, he said, I'll show you what is going to happen to the notorious prostitute, to this end-time empire who sits upon many waters of the world. Waters meaning people. It rules over the world, over the nations, over the citizens of the world. The kings of the world have had immoral relationships with her, and the people of the earth have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality. Look at our culture. Our culture is the immorality spread all over the world. The poorest of people want to dress and live and be like the American people. Verse 3, the angel took me in spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet animal that had seven heads and 10 horns, written all over with blasphemies against God. The woman wore purple, scarlet clothing, beautiful jewelry made of gold, precious gems and pearls, and held in her hand a golden goblet full of obscenities. And the mystery caption was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes and of idol worship everywhere around the world. I could see, and this is her future, I could see that she was drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus she had killed. I stared at her in horror. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the verses, but it talks about the relationship of this empire with an individual that we would understand as being Antichrist. Antichrist of the end of the world. Antichrist who, if you don't worship him, you're going to die. If you don't take the number of his name, you're going to die. If you don't take the mark of this beast, you're going to die. God wants the world to know now all of the mysteries and secrets in his Bible about the time in which we live. The mysteries can only be understood by looking at the by looking at history and what is developing in the world today. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. The four horsemen actually are a type of the very powerful rulers at the end of the world who create plagues, use plagues to kill and destroy mankind, and diseases, wars. These horsemen are brute, are a type of the nature of man that has not been submissive to the will of God. In other words, men who have no conscience, men and women and families that have no conscience, that are brute beasts, they are without God, they were without any moral, and they will bring wars to the world, famine to the world, diseases, death, misery, destruction. These four horsemen of the apocalypse are basically men in the world at the end of the world who hate their fellow man, who will destroy their fellow man. And this is what we're going to continue with in the next half hour. I had to lay this down for today's program, and maybe tomorrow we'll see what happens. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Right. I don't want you to lose sleep. We're at the end of the world. People who don't know God do not even believe He exists are scratching their heads wondering, what is this mark of the beast? What is this new world order? They're beginning to believe, they're beginning to come around, they're beginning to think, wait a minute, we can't ignore this any longer. There's something is happening that cannot be denied. Empire. Another sign of the end of the world is that there's going to be inflation. Superinflation, hyperinflation, whatever you want to call it, inflation. In chapter 6 of Revelation, one verse, chapter 6, verse 6. I hear a voice from among these four living creatures stating, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price. Don't hurt the oil or the wine. The price of food is going to go up. And what God is saying, that these four horsemen, these mankind that hates his fellow man, is going to create famine like the world has never seen. That's one translation. Another translation, the Living Bible, Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. A voice from among the four living beings said, a loaf of bread for $20, or 3 pounds of barley flour for $20. But oil and wine are rare. A final translation. This is the World English New Testament. I heard a voice from the four living beings stating, 4 cups of wheat for bread for the day, 12 cups of barley will sell for a day's wages. Don't hurt or destroy the oil and the wine. And we look at what the inflation is doing to food prices, gas prices, metals, industry. Yeah, this is in the Bible, and people are beginning to believe that the Bible, it really means what it says. Man will hate his fellow man at the end of the world, and men are so will be so evil and so wicked, they will have think nothing of creating plagues to destroy millions and to cause death to millions and millions of people. They will do things through manipulating finances so that inflation will rob people of their hard-earned income. Then also, I'm not even talking about weather warfare and how they will use weather warfare. I'm going to get back to the Clinton Initiative. This is very important. This Clinton, Bill and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton, these people and the Rockefeller family, Rockefeller Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, these things are all in the Bible. But going back to weather warfare quickly, Sunday I hear that here in Colorado, already the plans for the coming fire season have been set. They already have the plans to start the fires when it warms up. They already have plans to make sure that the weather patterns do not bring the normal seasonal rains upon the mountains of Colorado. You don't believe me? I heard them on the news on Sunday talk about, well, we're getting ready for the new fire season. No, we never had to worry about new fire seasons I lived here. I grew up here. I didn't ever hear talk about, well, this year we're going to have fires all throughout Colorado up in the mountains. And there's going to be fires in California and Oregon and Washington and in Montana. These fires, it's a phenomena. It's like diseases. No. This is weather warfare, forcing people to make a decision. Well, we don't want to live in the mountains because we never know when these people will start fires and destroy our homes. We've been warned, people of Colorado, you've been warned. The new fire season is about to begin once again. California, you're being warned. The new fires for the coming year in California, if they haven't begun already, they're going to begin shortly. Up in Canada even, last year, big fires. Now they find out that many of these fires here in Colorado started intentionally. And what happens to the people that started the fires? Just so happens they're from other countries. Now, we'll go back to the Clinton Global Initiative. To know a little bit about this foundation, they have more than 3,700 projects and partnerships. They are making a difference in the lives of more than 435 million people all over throughout the world, 180 countries. While the challenges, according to Bill, While the challenges our world faces today are steep, the Clinton Global Initiative has always been about what we can do, not what can we, or not what we can't do. Please don't help us. Please don't do anything to help the people of the world, because we know that for some reason, people that are around the Clintons get the flu. It's called the Clinton flu. They get the flu and people don't recover. When they were in Arkansas, there were a lot of people that got the flu. When Bill became president, millions of people got the flu internationally. So please don't help the world. Now, one thing that to understand, or as a background, which I've given, I try to give a background on the Rockefeller Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, the foundations. The Rockefellers own the United States government. They direct the presidents of this country. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley,
970-616-3100. I see the worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
All righty, and I'm going to have to detour just a little bit so you understand what I'm trying to present. Okay, you know, they've got their troubles, we've got ours. The wicked and the unrighteous people of the world have 10 more years, and it's going to be over. Their troubles are just beginning. They're bringing hardship to the world. In the Bible, God says he will bring hardship to them. He's going to bring terror and torment, anxiety, stress to these people. They think that they're so powerful and they're so wealthy and they're so well protected. They can build their dens or their great cities underground, and God is going to force them to go underground, under the earth's surface. And when the judgment day comes for them, it won't be just a day. It's going to be a series of maybe hardships, extreme hardships for 3 years, 4 years. And where they go to hide, eventually, they're going to get reports of what's happening on the surface. And they're going to begin to beg the dirt and the rocks and the clay and granite ceilings that protect them from the above world. And they're going to pray and ask God, please, or they're going to ask the stones, fall upon us, hide us from the one who's coming to judge us. Because he's not coming just to kill us. He's coming to take our eternal soul to eternal fire. Hide us. You've got your troubles, you globalists. You've got your troubles. We've got ours, but you're going to have your troubles too. Now, one thing about the globalists and the empires or the corporations throughout the years, they have been able to look into the future to see what the future holds. In the 1800s, they could see that the oil was going to give them a way to build for the future. And corporations used to look out 40 years, 50 years into the future. But in the last 50 years, they've been able to look out, let's say, maybe 20 years, 30 years. Then they could only look out 10 years. Now they're looking out 5 years, but even 5 years is too long because the world is changing so quickly. Their forecasts and their projections are not as accurate as they used to be. They are not able to look out. They're hoping that in the next 10 years by 2030, the 2030 global agendas, they're hoping that they can accomplish their objectives to completely control the world. But even they are uncertain because they realize that everything now is too unstable. And they're losing their ability to look into the future. It's because God is not allowing them to look into the future. He is blinding their eyes. And he doesn't want them to see that what he says in his Bible is what the vision of the world is going to be. The vision of the world in the next 10 years is in the Bible. And the vision for what's going to happen to the world after the decade is over is in the Bible. And the occult world, they realize that what the Bible has stated is going to happen is happening. They have been putting it together, and they're realizing they're making the guillotine that is going to end their evil. The vision of the corporations of the world, they're being blinded. They can't see. They're hoping their projections are going to be accurate, but their projections are not going to be accurate. In the Bible, we're in the last 10 years. The signs of the last 10 years is going to be the beginning wars, which we've begun already, in the Ukraine, this conflict is going to continue to grow. It's going to spread into Central Europe. It's also going to spread into the Middle East. China is now going to prepare for her role with destiny at Armageddon. China has to... Xi Jinping is the man, I believe, that is going to work with the Asian sisters, convince the Asian sisters, you're going to be betrayed by the West. We won't betray you. We, China, will not betray you. Our betrayal is going to be something much more civilized than what's going to happen with the American West. American West is not going to protect you, but we will. The Asian sisters are going to begin to unite with Xi Jinping in Revelation chapter 16 concerning the kings of the East are going to have to be prepared to come to Armageddon. We're in that time now. Taiwan, China is going to make a move on Taiwan. Some people are saying by September of this year. I don't know if it'll be September, but China will make a move on Taiwan. China will own the South China Sea very soon, shortly, in a couple of years probably. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And I do want to thank Anonymous Mike and the those who are financially supporting the Present Truth program. I appreciate the support financially and the fact that you enjoy the program. If you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't support it. I appreciate that. Thank you. On Sunday from 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio church program. And on these programs, every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the Present Truth. Programs are streamed always, podcasts for these programs and programs throughout the day. And on the weekend, the hosts are on 1360KHNC.com. With the globalists are coming out. They're very bold. They're beginning to openly state, even more so now than ever before, the importance of the New World Order. They're bold. They have to tell the world what they're doing. They have to. They don't have a choice. They want to tell the world what they're doing. And in the scripture, there's a cosmic law. The Lord said that at the end of the world, in the time in which we live, Christ stated that all that has been hidden is going to be revealed. And there's this cosmic law that God has revealed everything. His plan, His purpose for man. He's revealed His plan of salvation and redemption for mankind and the free gift that He offers mankind, eternal life. But at the same time, God has told the world the truth about everything that's going to happen. Read the book of Revelation. He told the truth that the children of the devil will begin to cull the people from off the face of the earth. The great culling of the end of the world has begun. But also, He demands that the kingdom of darkness and the children of the devil, He allows them to do their evil, but they have to allow that evil to be exposed. Anthony Fauci's evil is being exposed. The Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, they don't like to be exposed. Darkness hates the light, but God says they have to allow their evil to be exposed to the citizens of the world. Though they reject God's principles, they don't like it. They're forced by God's laws though they try to hide things, when things are brought out in the open, like what happened with Donald Trump, this man should be sitting where Joe Biden sits. But now it's being known that they kept him out of office. They kept him from that presidential seat. They don't like people, they don't like the world to know this. But the cosmic laws state they must allow it even though they don't like it. If they don't allow it, then the devil and the fallen angels and the demons that bring them their strategies will be forced to stop giving them strategies on carrying out their plans. We're going to end today's program, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, podcast 1360KHNC.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Lovely.